From RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Ho, 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 ho. That's right, it's me, the guy from the Coca-Cola cans, Saint Nick.
Santa Claus.
Kris Kringle. You're listening
Santa
to...
Santa Claus in the Hole.
You're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman, with Santa Claus, a.k.a.
That's crazy.
Caden Coleman, and his producer, Caleb Broker.
Well, you know what's crazy, though, Caden?
Huh?
What's crazy is that Krampus is also here, I've heard, so we don't want to conjure him up.
You're Krampus.
No.
Give me a Krampus voice.
No, I'm not Krampus. But
I'm Krampus.
Here's the thing. I've heard that if something happens bad on the show that's not Christmassy, Krampus will come. So we want to avoid that.
So we're fulfilling the Christmas spirit right here.
We want to avoid that.
You're getting your good dose of the holiday season this week as you're hearing this on Christmas Eve.
Or
on Christmas.
Nice.
Wow. So funny enough, we wanted to encourage the Christmas spirit and fulfill, you know, just how wonderful the Christmas time is.
It is amazing. Indeed.
And so we are going to air this episode tomorrow as well on Christmas at 6 p.m.
Or if you're hearing this right now, it's not tomorrow. It's just today.
Do you know what? You can show it today and show it to your friends tomorrow.
Yeah.
Double listen.
Yes.
And you'll get, you know, that good Christmas spirit all over again by listening to It's Kinda Late.
Hopefully you are sitting around the campfire with your family, opening gifts, listening to It's Kinda Late right now.
Or you're just thinking about the good times.
I mean, you could be doing that too, I guess.
Whatever you're doing, we hope you have a very safe holiday
you know,
season.
Here's
the thing. The It's Kinda Late family and the Artist Radio family wishes you nothing but the best this holiday.
Absolutely.
So that's why not only are we playing It's Kinda Late again, re-airing it on Christmas, we also have some other programming changes, and Caleb, you can kind of speak more to that.
Indeed. Well, actually, if you're hearing this on Saturday, none of this matters, but if you're hearing this on Friday night, it is important because tomorrow we kind of have a full day's kind of full of Christmas programming, so starting off at 7 a.m. on Saturday. So again, if you're hearing this on Saturday of the day, none of this really matters. This is today. But on Saturday from 7 to 8 is the Children's Hour.
Quote unquote, this is today.
Yes, Sorry. This is today. The Children's Hour will be playing Christmas songs, little, you know, some kids' Christmas songs for the full hour. And then we have Cherokee Nation with their show, The Cherokee Voices, Cherokee Sounds, happening from 8 to 9. And then we have one of my favorite shows. It's the Saturday Sock Hop with Gary, but it's going to be all classic sock hop doo-wop Christmas from 9 a.m. till noon. And then at noon,
that's like peak unwrapping time,
yeah,
right there.
Right, exactly. And then at noon, yours truly will be playing Ready to Rewind, re-airing on Saturday from noon to 1. And then we have Audio Aftermath from 1 to 2, which is kind of some 60s and 70s, like kind of wacky Christmas songs a little bit. It's going to be fun.
A little bit of whack.
Yeah. And then 2 to 4 is Folk Alley Christmas special. And then 4 to 5 is Stuck in the Psychedelic Era. So you can hear some, you know, some Beach Boys and all that kind of like classic rock type Christmas
a little break.
Songs. Yeah.
Yeah, a little break.
And then you get Hi-Fi Heresy, which is RC Radio's rock show. And he's doing Christmas special as well. And then we have It's Kinda Late right now. Maybe.
And then,
this is kind of weird recording for two times or doing for two shows. But
yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. And then
it's what the fans deserve.
And then, of course, right after this show, today and on Saturday is The Lounge. And then,
woo!
That's it. Then we're good.
And then you made it through Christmas. If Christmas is a struggle for you and your family can be a little difficult, you made it through the crazy holiday. And you made it through the crazy shopping season.
But It's Kinda Late can be your...
your
one-stop shop for just pure joy.
And peace.
Yeah.
And quiet.
And peace and quiet.
If you want to get away from your...
until Krampus comes.
If you want to get away from your annoying iPad cousin...
yeah.
Now is your chance. Sitting to it's kind of like in your room.
I don't know.
With the doors locked.
Have you ever noticed that those kids' iPads, those are the dirtiest screens I've ever seen in my entire life.
The funny thing is, I'm a walking iPad kid without an iPad. Like, I look and I sit... Because yeah, they sit weird too.
They do like the like cross-legged thing, but
they
like
sit on the chair like on their legs. Like yeah. I do that all the time, and it's kind of scary.
Or they sit on the floor like it's like cross-legged, but they're not actually cross-legged. The legs are like on top of each other.
Like, do you feel like they broke their ankles, but they really didn't?
Yeah,
to look like.
But everybody has iPad kids. Unfortunately, if my family's listening right now, we don't. We kind of have some iPad kids.
In your family?
They have Android tablets, but they're still iPad kids.
Hmm.
So.
Even worse.
Yeah, Android kids are.
Android tablet kids. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We love everyone that's listening
right
now.
Here's a crazy thing, though. Like I mentioned earlier, do you think about how literally Santa Claus. Let's think about Santa Claus for a second.
Yeah. He gets me a gift every year.
Is it St. Nick or Kris Kringle? Who is what? Which is when?
So Santa Claus all originated with St. Nicholas back in like the 1500s.
Ho, ho, ho.
And then I'm not sure. You kind of pulled.
Who is Kris Kringle then?
Kris Kringle.
Is the guy that named Kris and he Kringles.
Yeah. I think it's just a nickname for Santa. I think it's just a nickname. It says it's a synonym of Christ kind. Which is a personification of the baby Jesus who, in German-speaking parts of Europe, takes the place of Santa Claus in bringing gifts to people. So, in German-speaking parts of Europe, he replaces Santa Claus.
In the Santa cinematic universe.
Yes.
There's Kris Kringle Santa.
Yeah.
And there's St. Nick Santa.
Kris Kringle replaces Santa.
Speaking of
Santa
cinematic
Claus.
Universes, me and Kale watched a movie.
Indeed. Multiverses, if you will.
We watched multiple universes happen at once. Maybe.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Get with the program. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Whoa.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Which is kind of the third movie in the MCU Spider-Man trilogy that's currently happening. And it's amazing.
Well, it made me feel like it was a Christmas gift to me because it sent me back nostalgia-wise to my childhood
days.
It doesn't feel like Christmas, okay, right now, because we're getting older and everything, and it's a little bit weird with COVID.
Still feels like Christmas to me.
But here's the thing, like, gifts and nostalgia, honestly, are the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Things that I feel it whenever I get a note of nostalgia.
The best part of Christmas is December 1st through 24th. That's the best part of Christmas. The anticipation, the buildup. Everyone's getting happy, you know, like doing all this preparing, getting gifts.
I wonder if there's any luck. I'm probably not because we never get a white Christmas over here.
No, here's the thing. I know what you're doing. Christmas Day is supposed to be 71 degrees.
Are you kidding?
Christmas Eve is 75.
So I can go out and suntan.
You can literally wear shorts and a t-shirt to your Christmas.
I would probably do it anyways, knowing me.
It's insane. So sadly that is the case.
But then we're going to sun in February. Watch it.
But we talk about Spider-Man and I think it's relevant right now because it is a Christmas movie, I think. Because it's set in Christmas time.
Oh God, don't get this started.
Because it is filmed, like it is, there's Christmas decorations. They pass by the Rockefeller tree.
Just because Christmas is like seen doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie. Like would you watch it with your family to celebrate Christmas or would you just celebrate?
No. I think that in order to Spider-Man. Be considered a Christmas movie, Christmas has to be an essential part of the plot. It can't just be like the setting of it.
That's why Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Ooh.
Unfortunately, I will agree with that.
Well, and again, that brings us also to our past podcast, okay? And way back in the day, we rated movies.
We did.
And our top songs and Christmas movies, okay?
Yeah, if you missed it, we had a podcast called The Ramblers, and we're talking about that.
And we mentioned it in the past episode, and we thought we'd just bring it back again, because the Christmas episode is my favorite one from that past podcast and everything. And do you remember what yours was, your top one?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, what was it now? What do you feel like your top Christmas movie
is
now?
Well, here's the thing. My favorite Christmas movie is totally different than what I think is the best Christmas movie. Because my favorite Christmas movie is The Polar Express. And the reason why is because it is very it is very special to our family. It's very special to me specifically. And it's like I like want because like we have a tradition every year. We watch the Christmas on Christmas Eve. We watch The Polar Express. Like that's our every year. And my mom makes this like homemade hot chocolate that's freaking delicious. And it's just a grand old time. And I remember like a couple years ago, like the first time I ever got to hold one of my baby sisters was like watching The Polar Express, like things like that happen. So that's my favorite, but it's not the best Christmas movie.
Hmm. So that, I told you that it kind of ties into that nostalgia thing. Like, you feel the old times in that Christmas movie. I will say, that movie's scary to me. The part when they go in that dark spot in the train.
And there's, like, the puppets on it? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
Plus, I mean, one of the main characters is literally a ghost, so there's that as well.
Aren't we all?
Well.
Anyways.
Today's not the day for existential crisis mode, Kato.
There's always time for that. Especially during the holiday season.
But if I had to answer the best Christmas movie, I think it recently got replaced by 2019's Netflix movie Klaus.
So a Netflix special.
It's not a Netflix. It's a movie. It's an animated
but
movie.
But it just came out
full
2019.
Like, feature length.
In it.
Feature, full length feature film.
It took over.
I think it's the best Christmas movie because the animation is amazing. The story is fantastic. There's some scary parts in it, which I personally like.
See, but why bring scary? We already got done with Halloween, y'all. We need a break from scary.
I just love it.
Well, here's the thing. I love Elf, of course.
Classic.
And I also love the Santa Claus trilogy. Talk about an original trilogy right there.
I want to ask you a question, though. This could ruin our friendship here. What is the best and the worst Santa Claus movie, though, out of those three?
Well, here's the thing. They all bring something different to it, but do you realize that every third movie and everything, there's something to do with time travel or like
alternate
people
dimensions.
Forgetting you or something like you go back in time and change something. Every single thing, it's not to be a superhero movie or not. And Santa Claus 3 has that moment, okay, with Jack Frost. What are we doing?
He kind of goes back in time and changes the history.
The movie's good though. They're all three good. I will say I'm a fan of number two.
I think number two is my least favorite. But
out
only,
of all three of them.
Here's the thing.
Wait, isn't there a fourth one too?
No, there's not a fourth one. The thing about Santa Claus 2 that I want to discuss is...
Okay,
really,
hold on.
It doesn't matter much.
He is getting opinionated.
Here's the thing. Santa Claus 2 has a great storyline and it has a terrible storyline. The storyline of the Santa Claus being replaced by these like weird animatronics is fantastic. I love it. It's
a great take on capitalism.
But the part of Santa Claus 2 that is about him not being Santa Claus and him just trying to like find love or whatever is so incredibly boring to me and I don't like it.
Disagree 100%.
I think the best Santa Claus movie is Santa Claus 1 and the worst is probably Santa Claus 3. But that's hard because I like all of them.
Well, here's the thing. I can think the complete opposite. I love the romance part. I love that Santa Claus is divorced. As a child of divorce, I get it.
Representation
for my trauma. And then also, like, Santa Claus finding Mrs. Claus, you never heard of that until now with Santa Claus 2.
It's a unique storyline for sure.
And, like, imagine dating Santa. Like, Santa's on the prowl.
If you want a unique Christmas story, though, watch Klaus on Netflix. It is literally, I'll give you like a brief plot synopsis.
Well, why is it called Klaus, not Klaus?
But it's literally about this guy who is a mailman and has to go deliver mail to like this like random creepy town that literally fights all the time. It's just wars constantly. And he goes to this town and he like tries to like figure out how he can start a mail room. And that's kind of how, and that's like.
How is it Christmas?
It's Santa Claus's origin story. That's what it is.
Oh.
I think it's great. I don't want to spoil it. You have to go watch it. It's you have a Netflix, search up K-L-A-U-S. Klaus is kind of spelled different.
And also, is it, I'll look this up, Mandela effect right here. The Santa Claus, how do you spell Claus?
C-L-A-U-S-E.
I didn't know there was an E.
I think the movies, the trilogy that we're talking about has an E on the end, but like the regular Santa Claus doesn't, I think.
I don't know. I thought that was a... Santa Claus 4. I'm kind of sad.
There's not.
There isn't. The last one, Santa Claus 3, came out in 2006. So, man, I've been waiting years. 25 years. I can't count.
15 years too late.
Close to, 15 years,
Wait, that's actually the number?
Yeah.
That was a reference to the Incredibles movie, but I guess that works too.
So here we have, okay, so those two. And then also Elf. I mean.
Great. Fantastic.
The newest classic. It really is a classic within itself.
I agree.
Because there hasn't been a classic out recently. Even if you like Claus, it's not like a classic.
Oh, hold on. I actually do have my list from that podcast. I just found it. I had number one Polar Express, number two Santa Claus, and number three Elf. So we're pretty close on those.
Well, okay, and also remember this movie? This is a throwback, and I never even saw it. I mean, I saw it once, but I was like, what are we doing here? Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah, I watched that in theaters.
We're like, it's in the Avengers, but like of
it's one of those where like season. The idea is really cool, but it just wasn't that memorable for me.
I don't know. Do you know what's going to be memorable, though?
What?
This episode.
It will be.
And we have more of it right after this break, y'all.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. We were talking about Christmas movies, and you're always
Christmas,
joined.
Christmas break. Breaker.
Yeah. You're always joined with me, Caden, with producer Caleb here. And we're chatting up, really, all the movies we do like and Christmas music we do like. And we're just looking through and scrolling through movies and reminiscing on what's the
this
worst.
This is the Christmas special of It's Kinda
What
Late.
Is the worst?
The worst Christmas movie I've ever seen.
Is every Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, 100%
movie.
Agree. Mom, and if you're listening right now, I'm very sorry
exactly.
to say that.
Oh, and shout out that Mother's Day episode that we did. Like, they brought this up on the thing. They were so obsessed. It is cringeworthy, and they admit that it's cringeworthy, but they don't explain why they watch it, and I don't understand as well.
I think it's just one of those, like, it's so simple to follow that you just kind of, like, it's kind of like how, like, as kids, we like to watch, like, those, like, cheesy Disney shows. Like, it's just something fun, just, like, put on the background, kind of, like, it's easy to get into, easy to jump in and out of, I think. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. And then here's something crazy, okay? There is a movie called Fat Man. Have you heard of this movie?
No.
So, my other brother, Gavin, showed me this movie. And it has a 45% Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, so it's not considered good. It's a 2020 Christmas movie, but it's an action movie that's rated R. It stars Mel Gibson as Santa Claus and a bunch of FBI agents trying to kill Santa.
What the heck?
I have no idea what exists. Box office wise, it got $1.6 million.
That's too much. It's not a lot in the world of movies.
That's
but
not
it's
good at all,
much.
Though.
That movie should have made $20 from one person watching it and realizing how bad it was and never going again.
It's just weird.
You know what another good one is that I think is underrated? People don't talk about enough. Hmm. Is Jingle All the Way.
100%. I bring that up in the podcast, actually. Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie. Classic. Great. And then also, talk about a good plot. Like, that dude will do anything for his son. Wow.
Yeah.
And like, for all the collectors out there, they can relate. You know what I mean? Because finding that toy.
Well, the thing is, I just wish he wouldn't have waited till the last minute. I know that's the whole plot of the movie, but like, if you're a collector, you gotta get ahead of the game.
I understand it, though. I mean, from my personal experience, I've seen parents come in being, I want this gift, and they're like, is that a sock? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, supply chain.
Now you just order online and ship it through Amazon and get it in 2 days. Speaking of shipping things online, we do have a gift exchange coming up on this episode, so you don't want to miss that either.
Brought to you by Amazon.
No, just we are
kidding.
Not sponsored by Amazon.
Just kidding.
Once
no,
Amazon
we do,
starts
though.
Getting us tax-free every year, then we'll consider it.
Who knows? But anyways, I thought that was interesting. That's all for the movie portion of this. But as always, I do have some news stories, okay? And some of them are kind of end-of-the-year themed, okay? Here's one that's not. We'll start with this one first, okay?
Get out of the way. Come on.
Yeah, let's get out of the way. Man who put razor blades in pizza dough sentenced to prison.
Okay, next.
Well, listen to this.
That's terrible.
A man accused of putting razor blades and screws in pizza dough at supermarkets in Maine and New Hampshire. So he's a traveling bandit. And what he does is just goes and finds pizzas at these supermarkets and just puts razor blades in them.
Is it like ones that are uncooked yet, or should you put them like in cooked pizza?
No, like at the supermarkets, at the frozen pizzas, he just puts them on.
So like in the dough or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
The thing is, like, I don't get why. Like, I obviously don't get why, but like,
cue the Dark Knight clip. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Out of everything, he's going to put screws and razor blades and pizza doughs across two different states. That's all he does. No other crimes besides that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know even what one's motivation would be for that. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
He's in jail now, and beyond bail, he must pay $230,000.
That's a lot of money.
To Margaret's that he did it to.
That's about how much I spent on gifts this year.
And the funny thing is, it's not really funny, but there was a spurt where he didn't do it because of COVID. So the Pizza Bandit was not at large during that one time. But again, everyone knew about the Pizza Bandit.
That's crazy.
In those two states this year. So that he was a common guy. He was wanted for putting razor blades in pizza. Some markets put pizza away and locked up pizza because he was in those two states.
So he caused like a frozen pizza pandemic. Yeah, like a crazy just lockdown of pizza. Frozen pizza.
Listen to this. I didn't ever read this part. The guy's name, by the way, is Nicholas Mitchell. Okay. Mitchell tearfully apologized for his actions. He said he did it to get back at the pizza dough company for firing him, not to hurt anybody.
So there's a motivation. We have a motivation now.
A laid off worker. But here's the thing. Didn't plan to hurt anybody.
Yeah, putting razor blades in it. Yeah, that's not going to hurt anybody for sure.
Oh my gosh.
That's definitely going to hurt somebody. That's crazy.
Well, what I don't get is that, like, this is like Mario if he went down the wrong turn with the pizza.
So if he's like actually like in a, he went like, he's an Italian at this point.
Yeah, the Italian pizza.
And then he gets laid off.
Yeah, instead of fighting crime and killing Bowser, he's out here putting razor blades in pizza. And I thought it was, if you see the picture of him too, he looks like a normal guy. But no, he's putting blades in your pizza. For what reason? To get back at a pizza dough company.
That's a crazy story.
All right, next up. Breaking news. 2021's trickiest words, okay?
Ooh,
have been released, okay? And the number one, can we guess what number one is?
No. I have no
idea. Pretty
recent
word.
I have no idea. I literally could have 0% idea.
Omicron. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Omicron.
We also have Chipotle making the list this year. Eilish making the list this year. Dogecoin.
People don't even know what that is.
Well, if you do.
It's cryptocurrency.
Tagalna. Cookie.
That's gotta be higher than the cookie
from Squid Game. Tagalna. That's what it's how you pronounce it, I think. I don't know. Ethereum. Mm. Another cryptocurrency.
I think that this list is not correct because only one of them you couldn't pronounce. So I feel like that should be number one.
How about this one? NFL player Jason Kelce. Kelce?
It's not Travis Kelce. He's an NFL player.
This guy, the Philadelphia Eagles this year, mentioned how it's him and his teammates in the media have been mispronouncing his name for years.
That's sad.
It's not Kelce, it's Kelce.
I must be not who I know who he is then.
Shein, fast fashion company.
Yeah. I have a couple shirts bought from them.
Yossify. Yoss. And Chugi.
Yeah. I just learned that word recently.
Even heard of that.
I do not like that word.
So apparently Chugi is a Generation Z term to mock outdated and unfashionable things.
Yeah. So basically, trying not to offend anybody here, it's basically like the modern version of the word that people used to use is like ghetto. It's like he's so ghetto. It's now replaced by oh, he's so chuggy. I hate that word. I literally never want to hear it in my life.
Chuggy sounds oddly close to chewy, and I don't like it.
I like Chewy's, the restaurant, but we're not sponsored by Chewy's.
Not brought to you by Chewy's. I don't know. Weird. I never even heard Chugi.
Yes.
Has anyone seriously said it to you in your life?
I heard it, and as soon as I heard it, I had no idea what it meant and had to like ask.
Where'd you hear it from?
It was from my girlfriend, Abigail. She was talking about it, and I was like, what does that mean? And she was like, it's like...
She called somebody Chugi?
She called you Chugi, actually, so...
Is she really?
I'm joking.
Okay, I'm like, that is terrible.
No, she did not. It was, I don't remember what it was, but she used it, like, she didn't mean it, like, in a serious way. It was kind of like a joke. like brought it up as a joke, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
The fun thing is, it's a Gen Z term to make fun of millennials. Apparently, is what it says here.
Yeah.
Haven't millennials been through enough?
No.
As a Gen Z, I think they have. I feel bad. I feel bad for our generation. How about we just stop talking about generations?
There's no reason to be mean to other generations. Everyone's made mistakes. Every generation has had their flaws. I mean, come on.
Well, I will say one generation judges more people than others.
Well, we won't get into that right now.
Yeah, but
this
do you agree?
This is a Christmas special.
Yeah, do you agree?
We're only full of joy.
Hey,
I'm not answering that question.
Part of
moving on to the next topic.
Part
go.
Of the family dynamic is getting in arguments.
Okay, go on to the next topic. We're all about holiday cheer here. You know, actually, because you brought that up, Krampus is coming.
What?
Krampus is here.
What is this? Okay.
Krampus is in the episode now. You have haunted us for the whole episode. Because you brought that up.
Shiver me timbers.
He's here. Because you brought that up.
I'm Krampus.
Yeah.
Is that how he talks? So stupid. When do you... Is that him?
That's Krampus.
Hey, Krampus, how are you?
So, just in case
I'm trying to do an interview with Krampus.
Well, here's the thing. Just in case you're wondering, we're doing Truth or Rubbish Christmas edition later on. And these are my correct and wrong sounds, so that's why I have them.
Oh, but it's also Krampus. That's freaking horrifying. Think about bad Christmas. Why are you doing that to us? Because I mentioned Chugi.
Yeah, you mentioned a bunch of generational stuff that could be deemed offensive, so Krampus had to come in and intervene.
Well, anyways, you hear something that's pretty offensive, but true? There's a new dating term going around, okay, this holiday season, and it's eye-opening.
Okay.
It's called snow globing. You ever heard of it?
No, never.
So it's a new scientific dating term, okay?
Scientific.
Really? Oh. Yeah. So what snow globing is, it occurs when you date during the festive season, and it makes you think your relationship is more serious and more committed than it actually is.
I've always heard that, like, the winter time is cuffing season, as they call it, which basically means, like, time to get hitched up.
But
do
you know what? I agree 100% that snow globing is a real thing.
I think so, too.
So, because people, they meet their families, and they're out here like, oh.
They got to buy gifts for their significant other.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Society. Everyone that, like, likes gifts as their love language. Snow globing is their season.
Yeah. I would agree.
But I didn't know there was the term for it was snow globing. It was made by a professional match advisor. Okay. Named, let me find their name. Oh, the name is Haley Quinn.
Okay. Thank you, Haley. Thank you.
For curing my depression.
I don't think she cured it. I think she just explained it.
She put a band-aid on it.
Yeah. She kind of put a term to it.
She put a definition. Even though I'm desperately single, I will blame snow globing on every relationship I have.
Yeah. And
during any season.
You can slap that term on every past relationship as well. That was the problem to all of them.
Snow globing.
It was just snow globing. That's all it was.
It was just the season that did it, not me.
Yeah.
Not them.
Yeah, there you go.
It was really them.
Mm, well, we won't get into that either.
Yeah.
Or else.
Krampus is like,
Krampus will come if you.
I might date Krampus.
If you get away from joy and jolly times, Krampus will come. That's the rule.
I'm happy being single. What's wrong with being single?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Bro, that's part of the Hallmark trademark.
Yeah.
Being single and then you find a weird loved one.
Yeah.
And then you kiss under mistletoe and it starts snowing.
So I hate to be that guy, but we have an action-packed episode, so you got to move on. What's next? What's going
okay.
on?
Okay. Enough fun and games. I'm mad at you now.
Why?
We're going to do truth or rubbish, okay?
Okay.
You're over here acting so smart, okay? So let's see how your creativity is.
I just want to say, last time we did truth or rubbish for the Thanksgiving episode, I abolished you. I destroyed you.
I obliterated.
I destroyed you. I won
don't,
that.
I don't recall
I won
that
by like 16 points.
Under the arguments, I think that was the other way around.
Yeah, well, maybe.
We forget.
Well, but we each have six of them here, so I'm ready.
Okay, so if you don't know what truth or rubbish is, okay?
Let's see if this is true or rubbish. Let's go.
It's basically, it's kind of like its version of true or false.
Yes.
And we've done tons of editions of it. We did like Black Friday edition and all that stuff. This one we did Christmas presents edition. Okay, so absurd Christmas presents.
So let's just say
some of them
is,
are true, some of them are rubbish. We got to guess.
This is the It's Kinda Late not holiday guide. Like these are what you should never do for holiday.
Do not
gifts.
Buy.
Don't do any of these. These are bad ideas.
Maybe. I'll tell you, some of them are mine are pretty cool.
Okay, well, let's hear one
or
of them.
Or are they even real?
Let's hear one of them.
Okay. Give me music, Caleb. Musical toilet paper rolls. The more you do your business, the more music plays. And there is Christmas editions. So every little time you're doing your business, you get more music.
I don't know why I chose that song. I'm sorry.
I liked it.
Was that it?
Yeah.
So.
And on the side of the rolls, they have like little illustrations.
So here's the thing. I just realized that we have kind of chose two different prompts, okay? Mine are more story-based. Yours are more product-based, but that's okay. So I think, so musical paper towel or toilet paper roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds pretty real. Sounds like one of those products you could buy at like a cheap electronic store, like
musical
for like
toilet
$5 or something. It's like kind of like gimmicky. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how you know how they have like those like toilet lights,
like a gag gift,
like one of those like toilet lights that you can like lights up your toilet bowl for some reason. It's like, hey, what's I don't know, you know.
So
know.
Why do you need that?
Yeah, I think it's one of those. So I think it's real.
You're correct. It is real.
So that means that it is real.
You can purchase. That's your.
That's the sound for if it's true. Yeah,
we love
happy
to see
some
it.
Happy silly bills.
Wow. So you can buy that today. Musical toilet paper rolls, or don't. We're not brought to you by them.
So mine are all kind of story based. These are all like gifts
so
that
these are people
were
getting...
given that were not good. That's what I did.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's okay. We have some variety.
I'm stuck on the Hillcat tank episode of last week, which is so fun.
Go listen to it on all podcasts.
And if you're
platforms.
Wondering, Bing Pong Plus hasn't taken off yet.
No, we haven't gotten any investors. So.
And if you know what that is, watch the episode to figure out.
Go look it up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, rcradio.com/podcast.
How do we plug our own show in the middle of the show?
Well, because it's a good episode. It builds context.
Okay, go ahead.
So mine is a story. It's very short. A set of miniature butter knives with ceramic fruit and vegetables as the handles. From an aunt who said that I was so hard to shop for, I was 7 years old. So she got knives as a seven-year-old.
So your aunt gave you butter knives.
No, it's not me. It's somebody.
No, I'm saying somebody's aunt gave them butter knives.
As a seven-year-old.
And it has ceramic fruit on the end of the butter knife.
No, not like, no. It's kind of like, you know how sometimes they're like, they can be like white, like, and it's like paintings on them? Like it's like a ceramic handle. No, actually, you're right. You're right. You're right. Ceramic fruit and vegetables as the handles.
I can tell you didn't make that up.
So it's like a ceramic like banana, and it's like a little knife on the end or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's fun. So like the handle is the banana.
Yeah. And it's like...
Be grateful for what you're given.
I was never given this.
I'm saying the whoever got that, that's amazing. I want one.
So you think it actually happened? Do you think it's real?
I think it's real, and I want one myself.
Well, that is correct. That actually happened.
I can get one of those myself.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm kidding. I know it's true. I'm saying I might... They got to order it.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean.
Anyways, how about this one? We got here. Shower specs. Glasses you only wear in the shower. Now, I did research, and they give no reason why it's only shower specs. But it's called shower specs.
Is it like a... Like a GoFundMe or like one of those like Kickstarter campaigns?
It's a real product.
Like a real,
I don't understand why. And like the pictures had it like sitting on like the sidebar. I don't know why. They don't explain why.
I mean, I don't know why either because I think you made it up. I think that's rubbish. I think you made it up.
It's true.
That actually is a thing?
Mm-hmm. Shower
specs.
So
I got one wrong finally.
Fine. We're just getting... started.
There's only
the
six.
The thing is, they're very small. Okay, hold on, I get it. It's hydrophobic lenses. But then again, you only are supposed to wear it in the shower.
Wait, so that's kind of, we don't support people that are hydrophobic on this show. Get off. Krampus is going to come.
Okay. Well, one thing is, how big of a necessity is it to wear glasses in the shower, period?
None. Like I wear glasses. Blind. I've never worn them in the shower or needed to.
Technically, you could, though, couldn't you?
And you could. It just wouldn't be the most comfortable thing.
With shower specs, you can do just that. Not privacy by nice. Shower specs. Okay, how about you? What do you got?
A spam calendar. 12 months of pictures of spam. I was a 14-year-old girl. I didn't know what to do with my face when I opened it.
Hmm.
So, like, who needs, like a swimsuit model or, like, whatever? Like, who needs that? No.
Spam
calendar.
I don't know. If this is something you would make up, but it's pretty short and simple. You know,
some of these are just short and simple.
14-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, too, like, who got this for her? I didn't say, but like, I'm guessing like some quirky uncle. It's like, this is your gag gift.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of want one of myself again, a spam calendar.
So basically what I'm getting at here is next year I need to get you a spam calendar and a set of butter knives with ceramic fruit as handles.
Yeah. I mean, I might want something else between now and then, but at this moment.
That's your list for next year, just so you know.
Okay. We're going to go with rubbish.
So you think that I made that up?
Yeah.
It was actually real. It happened to somebody.
Oh. Well, good for them.
And I think it's believable. And like, obviously I did.
It is. That's why I thought you made it up.
It's true. It's a real story. But like, I think that like, because like, for instance, my brother has mentioned one time that he likes string cheese. Like, you know, not string cheese, but like the cheese whiz stuff. And so, like, my grandma got it for him for Christmas one year.
Oh.
Like, I feel like it's one of those things where, like...
My stepmom, I love saltine crackers. I love saltine crackers. And it's so bad for you, but I can eat it just a pack. Okay? Yeah. And for Christmas, I got a box, like, huge box of saltine crackers. Still haven't finished it.
Yeah.
We're still vibing.
Like, I've got one of those, like, ginormous, like, family... Not even family size. Like, bigger than family size bag of, like, Sour Patch Kids. Like, that was it. It was amazing.
Those are... Okay. Those, okay, I got that myself.
It's like a whole duffel bag full
overkill.
Of Sour Patch Kids.
Overkill. Dangerous, dude.
Took me like
makes
a week.
You not like it.
Took me like a week to get through them, so.
And your tongue after is like, oh my gosh.
Yes, it was
destroyed. I will never survive.
So I feel like this right here is, I mean, I'm sure that she maybe made a joke. She's like, oh, I love spam so much. And her grandma's like, spam calendar. So yeah, it's a true story. I did get it.
How about this one?
Are you keeping track of the score here?
I'm just feeling it out.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well,
I mean,
okay,
this isn't really competition. We're just enjoying time.
We're just enjoying the holiday season.
Yeah, we're just vibing.
It's about friendliness, not competition this season. How about this? The Sparkle Sprinkler. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a sprinkler system, and you can get sparkles that actually are naturally, how do I say this? They're naturally made, so they actually are not harmful to the environment. How do I describe that? They're
I get it.
Eco-friendly.
Yeah, they're like biodegradable.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So whenever at like at night and the lights, they shine through the water.
So it's like a firework, but it's like a sprinkler. Is that what you're trying to say here?
There's sparkles in the water.
Oh.
And you add
I
sparkles.
Thought for some reason.
In the middle of the sprinkler, there's little things you add the sparkles in them.
For some reason, I was imagining
like
fountains and it's like sparkles coming
out. Oh, no.
I thought it was like that, but
that's
like.
That's dangerous.
I thought it was like a regular like water like, you know, thing. And it was like sparkles, like fireworks coming out of it instead of water. That's what I imagined at first.
That would have been cool.
And I was like, there's no way it's real. But that's real. I think that's.
No, I'm saying there's the little containers you can get and you put them in your sprinkler.
I think that's believable, but I also think you made it up.
It Why? Seems like one I of those, had a hard time talking about
because
eco-friendly.
I think because the first two were both real, so I feel like this one's got to be fake.
I hate... Okay, hold on. I hate whenever you and guests use that logic against me, and it's not good logic. I mean, of course you're right.
Yes. So it was indeed fake.
Hold on. First off, Krampus is coming because you're being rude to me right now.
No, Krampus, that's also the noise for if you made something up.
I know, but it's also the noise of he's going to come kill you. Catch a case.
Alrighty. Well, Krampus is after me now. Okay. But I was right, though, so well, he wouldn't be actually.
You better hurry. You got to appease him with this gift. What is it, Caleb?
So, Krampus.
I got you a gift, sweetie.
When I was 12 years old, I opened a gift on Christmas morning that was for my dog. It was a new collar. My dog that died 2 weeks earlier. And I guess my parents forgot they already wrapped a gift. Tears were shed that year.
So...
So they opened a gift that was for their dog that died.
Why did they open it?
Because it was under the tree. What do you mean?
But it was for the dog.
No, like it was like one of those where it's like addressed to the like... Like because the dog can't open it.
But the dog's dead. So why not just set it aside? They don't know what it is. False. Fake.
So you think that's... You think I made that
plot up? Plot hole. Hopefully it is.
You think that I made that story up?
Yes.
I did.
There's a bunch of plot holes in the story. Okay? A.
Yeah, what's the plot hole?
I've had dogs that died. So speaking from experience. Number one. If your dog has something addressed to him under the tree, shouldn't everyone knows what it is? And it's like, oh, I can't touch that. It's sad.
But no, it was addressed to the kid. I was thinking like it'd be addressed to the
kid. Oh, it was mistakenly addressed to the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like it was like the parents were like frantically wrapping some gifts a couple weeks ago. And like they
and
had
dog
this collar
died
and they didn't remember their dog. Like they didn't think to like take it out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's sad that I explained this after I already got proven fake. I could have fooled you.
It was pretty good. You wrote it pretty well.
Thank you.
I'm just a genius, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Well, Krampus just ate you alive just then.
He did. He got me. I'm done. I'm donezo.
Maybe I can help him with this. Okay. Ready? Sauce Boss. The box. Okay? It is a sauce subscription service to where every month you get new sauces. Okay.
It's actually brilliant.
And they have certain celebrities sponsor each box with a certain sauce recipe.
That's actually brilliant. I think that's amazing. I don't know if it's real or not, but I think it's a great idea. And if it's not a thing, it should be. So is it... How much does it cost a month?
I have it written down.
Look it up.
Let me look it up.
Look it up. Or rather, make it up in your head, probably. But
I'm looking it up.
He's currently... This is not very entertaining content here.
Okay, so you receive hand-picked sauces at your doorstep every 3 months. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold up. Twist in the story. What's your guess?
My guess is that it is... a fake product and you're making all this up. I think you're doing really good
improv
here.
The answer is kind of.
What?
Okay. I did make it up. I had no idea this was a real thing, but it is a real thing. I promise you. Down to the name.
Down to the... No way.
Promise.
No way.
Look!
There's no way.
Kraft condiment subscription box.
You had to have like heard of that before in the past.
No. So, do you know what made me think about it? Okay.
What?
Are those products that you'll figure out after this quick break?
No, that was a terrible transition.
I know. Quick break, you guys, and then you'll figure out what I'm talking about, why it's kind of real and kind of fake at the same time. It's kind of late.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. I'm going to explain to Caleb why he's being stupid and mean to me. Okay?
Whoa, as always.
You're listening to It's
Kinda Late. Krampus is going to come if you say stuff like that.
You're listening to It's Kinda Late Christmas Edition. This is the part where your family argues at the Christmas table. Okay? So we're playing True Rubbish Christmas Gift Edition. And I did make this gift app. It's called Sauce Boss The Box.
Sauce Boss The Box.
Yeah. And it's a subscription service where they send you sauces to your front door. Different sauces each month.
So here's the thing.
So I did make it up initially, but I looked it up and it actually is a real thing.
I think here's the thing. I think you thought this was like an original idea, but it was based on something you learned like 3 years ago.
And I didn't remember.
I think that's what happened.
Well, here's the thing, though.
There's no way that you made up the name exactly.
Okay, no,
perfect.
The name I did make it up. So I thought of the sauce idea, okay? And I looked up things that rhyme with sauce. I really did look like I looked that up.
Okay.
Because if I just called it sauce box, it'd be so fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Promise you. So either I'm a genius or I can't remember.
So basically, it was a product that you made up, so I was correct, but you confirmed that it's an actual thing.
We're both wrong.
No, you made it up. So that means whenever you wrote it down in your laptop, you made it up, which means that I was correct.
Maybe I actually own the company now, and this episode's brought to you by Saucebox.
No, it's not. Stop.
Just kidding.
How many sponsorships do we have at this point?
Too many.
All right, so here's mine. Here's my story.
Okay. The breathe in.
When I was 8 or 9, my grandma gave me a Christmas ornament. It was a little stuffed cherub with pink cheeks and yarn hair, kind of like a little like doll thing, you know? I cried because I had saved up my allowance to buy it for her the year before. So she re-gifted it to her granddaughter after she had saved up so much money to buy it.
What is a cherub?
A cherub's kind of like a... I don't know, actually. Let me look this up.
You're going to pull a meme, like, you know what? It is a real story, but I made it up.
No.
It's not a real bit.
Oh, a cherub. Yeah. It's one of those like baby angel type things. Yeah, that's a cherub. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Then it's fake.
So it's like a baby angel that's like an ornament.
It's fake.
Well, actually, Caden.
It's fake.
It's a real story that actually happened. So somebody submitted that to an online thing, and it really happened.
But what if they're lying?
I mean, they could be lying, but there's no way to check that, so...
Yeah, so we both got punked.
I think it's real, though.
You just got punked.
I think the likelihood of a grandma accidentally re-gifting something that she was given last year is very high. I mean, it happens all the time.
Well, here's the thing. Usually it's with a candle. You know what I mean? If you give somebody a candle this Christmas...
You best know it's going to get re-gifted to somebody else in next year.
Or think about also what you're doing.
Some people
think
like
about
candles,
what you've
though.
Done.
Come on. Hey, come on. Some people like candles.
Not me.
Okay. Well, what's your next one?
Because here's why I don't like candles. My cats are going to catch on fire.
Well, I guess it's fine.
And the dorms don't allow it.
That's valid. Do your next one.
Okay. How about this one?
Time here.
Bacon scented wrapping paper. Wrapping paper that, by you can guess it, smells like bacon. It looks like bacon.
I think at my house, we don't need that because my dog already eats through all of her presents anyways. She's a menace to society. The new puppy. We talked about it. We talked about her before. The little new puppy.
That's you whenever you said that.
Yeah. But it's true, though.
Do you know how we need to add this new year?
What?
I'm looking forward to cracking up.
All right. You know what? I'll add it to the list.
Okay, thank you.
You're literally listening to... like behind the scenes stuff right now. It's kind of late production.
I know, production wise. But so you think it's real or?
I think it's a fake thing.
True.
So it's a real actual thing?
You can get, bacon scented wrapping paper. But then again, your dog probably will eat it, A. And then B, like the presents will sit under that tree for a long, long time. Yeah. So your house will smell like bacon for a long time.
Maybe it's kind of one of those, like, you have to do it like the night before or something.
But still, and even the paper, like, unpacking the roll itself, bacon, wind.
Hopefully, it better be for someone who really likes bacon, because don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I wonder how long it lasts, too. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but it's a real thing.
So I got two more left here.
Okay.
I'm going to speed through them real quick.
Okay.
So I'll do a, It was the first time at my boyfriend's house for Christmas together. His aunt thought it would be funny to give me a box that has a note with red text on it that said, "Beware the Kurds."
Kurds?
And died laughing. She thought it was funny to intimidate the first girlfriend to be like at Christmas. And the funny thing is, she was arrested 9 months later. The aunt was. It doesn't say why, but.
Or
it's,
did,
a, it's an
or
addition
did you not think
story.
Of why?
I didn't know. It's his story.
Beware. So the Kurds is the last name of the family, I guess.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Like cheese curds.
It doesn't say that, but I think it's
out of every name, like cheese curds. Curds.
People have last name. Hold on. Do not shame people for their last name.
If your last name is Curd, I might giggle.
Okay.
I look forward to cracking up.
Okay.
That'd be a great use, by the way. Mark that down.
Okay.
It's false. Curd.
I did make it up.
Bro, Miss Curd. Miss Curd sounds like a villain.
It does, yeah.
Now, let's say you did this fictional character. What would she get arrested for?
Probably for like stealing or something minor. But I just wanted to add something that would kind of turn you off the scent.
I think it's Karen Curd, probably is her name.
That's and actually, that is a villain like, name right there.
Yeah, Karen Curd. And she wouldn't wear a mask to like Sephora. That's what happened to her. She got arrested.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And she actually died. Did they get married in your story?
No.
Divorced. Or just ended?
Yeah, they just, it didn't work out. I don't know.
Okay. Because of Karen Curd, the crazy aunt.
Yeah, she was crazy, so they kind of tore them apart.
Mm. Those Karens. At it again. Well, that's something to relinquish, that poor broken couple. And it's the Danny DeVito life-size body pillow.
What?
So for the cost of $300, you can get
$300?
A Danny DeVito life-size body pillow.
That's insane.
That when you squeeze it, it makes a line from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I didn't think that that's fake. I've said that to almost everyone so far. But I think it's fake. I think that
products real to you?
No, but the price kind of throws me off. I don't think it's a $300 pillow. I think maybe I could see it for
it's a life-size body pillow.
I could see it maybe for like $150 or something, but it's a pillow.
Bro, have you seen how big those
are? You're defending it, so I'm saying it's false.
Well, it's true.
That's a real thing?
Just kidding. No, it's not. But I want one. It's a nice Christmas. Get me a Danny DeVito body pillow.
As well as a spam calendar and a set of miniature butter knives with ceramic fruit and handles, vegetables with handles.
Exactly. All that together in one set.
Okay. Sounds good. I will make a mom order immediately. Here's my final story, Caden. Okay. When I was 6, my stepdad got me a pet cat for Christmas, a little kitten. Would have been the perfect gift for a kid that has a lethal allergy to cats. I spent my 6th Christmas in the hospital.
True.
You think it actually happened?
True. Dads are pretty negligent sometimes, so true.
And it is actually made up.
Whoa!
And it's kind of a fan submission. I had Abigail Johnson submit that, so.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
She made that up. I think it is realistic, though, because
the way you go, it actually falls. Whoa!
Yeah, I think it's realistic because, like, I mean, you don't know what your allergies are going
to
be, so maybe.
Well, here's my thing. If you're allergic to the cats, I think you know it from a pretty early basis.
That's
but deathly allergic, and the dad got the cat anyways.
Lethal allergy is what it says.
Lethal is deadly.
Yeah.
Lethal.
But you didn't get it correct anyway, so it was believable enough.
Gotcha. You just got punked. I don't know. That's funny.
Yeah.
So you get a gift, though.
Didn't you have another one? Or is that all?
That's all.
Okay.
Well,
what about gifts?
So we get a gifts.
Yeah.
We had gifts for each other.
Oh, really? Oh, wait. That was today? Oh, gosh.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't.
Or maybe.
I got you one.
Here's the thing. The biggest gift is having you on the show and you being on this show.
Oh, thank you.
So that's all I got you. Just kidding. I don't know. My gift is not that
good. My gift is, my present to you is my presence. So it's good enough.
Okay. You're fired. I don't know. My gift isn't that good. Who wants to go first?
Great. Thanks. So mine's not that good.
Well, no.
You go first.
Okay. So I didn't even wrap it. You probably saw. I literally had my bag open and it was just like flaunting itself, looking wide-eyed. And it's kind of reminiscent of.
I got a little sneak peek, but I didn't know.
Okay, it's kind of reminiscent of what you got in the past. So you know it's a vinyl, right? You know it's a vinyl. Okay.
That's funny because I got you.
It could have been a calendar. Did you really? Yeah. Oh my gosh, vinyl giveaway.
We know each other so well.
Okay.
He's reaching down to grab it. That was the Cheerios.
I might have farted.
No, that was the chair.
Okay. Anyways, so I got you.
He's still trying to hide it.
I got you. Yes. Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon Part 3. You were smarter and like it's even in a box.
Yeah, I didn't check mine out of the packaging.
Sorry,
Man on the Moon 3 by Kid Cudi.
Do you like this?
Yeah, it's a great album. I like it.
The funny thing is, I've got you a vinyl on the show before too. Yeah. So here you
are. Well, it's funny because I got you one too. So here you go.
That is so funny. Wow, vinyl giveaway. Here you go.
Wow, that's thank sweet. You. It looks yes. so nice. Thank you. Wow.
Oh my God, it's so funny that we both got a. We knew that. Yeah, all too well. All too well.
Taylor Swift. Sponsor by Taylor
Swift.
Oh,
I'm so nervous. Oh my gosh.
Go ahead and tell the people what it is.
Oh, it is Love for Sale. Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett, the amazing album of the year nominated jazz record.
And it's an exclusive cream color. I made sure to get you an exclusive color because you say you only like records that are exclusive. So.
Well, because this makes it worth the money.
Yeah.
So and this is definitely worth the money, and it's worth the friendship.
Now, I will say, apparently there's a deluxe version, and I couldn't find the deluxe version, so it's just...
This is more than enough.
That's the base version.
This is amazing.
Wow, thank you.
Cream... it's called Exclusive Cream Colored.
The reason why I did that is because if you're listening to this right now, on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day... Right afterwards is the Lounge with Maria, which is our jazz show here at RC Radio.
Oh, and Kaden, my God.
Kaden always, he's like, I really started to like jazz recently, and like I'm getting into it more. So there you go. Your own jazz
I
album.
Do. I do fall asleep to jazz now a little bit. So now I can just put this record on.
I have a record.
And fall asleep.
You have to flip it over after 5 songs, but you know.
Well, no, hopefully in those 5 songs I can fall asleep and just let it go. Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Oh, thank you.
This is Tony Bennett's last record, maybe. Well,
and it's nominated for some Grammys as well.
Yeah. We don't talk about Grammys anymore. Rest in peace.
Okay, that's fair.
Just kidding. Wow.
So,
you did it.
To fill out some more time here, because we do have a couple minutes, what is some of your favorite Christmas traditions you do every year?
Christmas.
What's the game plan for today? What are you doing? How does Christmas Eve and Christmas Day look for you?
It looks like a lot of food.
Yeah.
We're a Christmas food family. So if you see me, you know why. You know?
Oh, God.
So we have actually an unconventional Christmas dinner, and it's shrimp and wings.
Okay.
That is our go-to, okay? So we feast.
Yeah.
If you know me, I love finger foods. Love. Maybe a little too much. It comes a mess. So.
Well, that's funny because we're actually having finger foods for my Christmas this year as well.
But here's the thing. It's so simple. And shrimp and wings.
Well,
like,
we won't have shrimp or wings, but. We're talking
fruit veggie trays.
Cheese and crackers.
Same.
Kind of stuff. We also, we've talked about this before, but my grandma's iconic mac and cheese will be there as well. That's not really finger foods.
I need that. Save me some this holiday season.
Save me a slice.
A slice? Is it a pizza?
No, it's not a slice. It was just a phrase.
It's a joke. Yeah. Well,
but yeah,
we also have sliders on my end.
So, like I said, we always have, we watch Polar Express Christmas Eve. We get one pair of pajamas for all the kids in the family. And then we all wear them the next morning, and then we do our Christmas time, and then we go to my grandparents.
Well, do you know what I'm excited for?
What are you excited for?
The newest tradition of listening to RSU Radio on Christmas. Okay? So if you're tuned in again on Christmas Eve here, stay tuned. You know, we have the
Christmas programming all day tomorrow.
Yeah. So you have the Lounge or After Us today, Christmas Eve. But if you're listening to us on Christmas,
the Lounge is after us still.
Yeah.
But there's no special programming tomorrow. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this on Saturday.
Are you kidding me? Our Radio is always special programming.
If you're listening to this on Christmas Day, there's no special Christmas programming the next day. That's what I'm saying.
But yes. But
it's still good programming.
You enjoyed a full day of Christmas music if you're listening on Christmas.
Indeed.
And either way, RSC Radio, and more importantly, and especially, it's kind of late, wishes you a happy holidays, okay?
You know
and
who
a
else
safe
does?
Holiday? Krampus.
He says happy holidays too, man.
He is not a holiday person.
No, he's like the opposite of holiday. He's a holiday knight.
That is a joke I never heard before, and it's pretty good. Okay.
Thank you.
But anyways, next week we have our last episode of the freaking year.
Recap episode.
Yeah. So look forward to that. Okay. As well as all the crazy changes we have coming to RSU Radio, and it's kind of late. and how you can figure that out?
Maybe social media.
Maybe. At
rcradio.com as well.
Yeah. Well, in between now and then, have a great Christmas and a safe holiday season, and we'll see you on the next episode of It's Kinda Late. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.